The front door flew open, and a shadowy figure covered in blood stormed into the house. The living room was nearly pitch black as Joshua Mayo ran across the room, down the hallway, into the bathroom. He flipped on the bathroom light and quickly stripped out of his bloody clothes, his winter coat, shirt, shoes, pants. He threw everything into a pile in the corner. He walked over to the sink, gripped the sides of it, and closed his eyes. Paused for a moment. Breathed deeply. Slowly. In and out. The past 30 minutes had happened at warp speed, and he needed a moment to slow his racing heart, calm the roiling chaos in his mind. Standing over the sink, his entire body shaking, he looked nothing like an 18-year-old honor roll student. Deep shadows hollowed out his pale cheeks. His eyes were red and puffy from the crying he'd done earlier. His blonde hair was spiky in some places, matted to his skull in others. And then there was the blood. It was everywhere. Smudged all over his hands, streaked in his hair, splattered onto his face, vivid as war paint. He took a final deep breath and stepped away from the sink. It was time to bury his emotions and focus. His mom would be home in the next half hour, and there was so much to do before then. He stepped into the shower and turned on the water. It washed over him, rinsing the blood down the drain, bright red, then pink, then clear. The shower took 2 minutes. When he finished, he toweled himself dry and threw open the small door under the sink. He found a roll of garbage bags, tore one off, and put all his bloody clothes into the bag. After changing into a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt in his bedroom, he carried the bag out to the garage. In the corner of the garage, he scanned an assortment of items stored on a large shelving unit. Some of his mom's gardening tools, 3 half-inflated basketballs, a few cans of paint, and grabbed a red plastic gasoline can they used for fueling the lawnmower in the summer. He shook the can and heard some liquid slosh around inside. He set down the can and garbage bag and ran back into the house, rummaged around in a few drawers and cupboards until he found what he was looking for, a book of matches. He carried everything out to the small wooden deck on the backside of the house. Even though he wasn't wearing a coat, Joshua barely noticed the biting early February cold. All the deck furniture had been stored away for the winter, but the grill was still in the corner, a black protective cover draped over it. He pulled the cover off, lifted the lid, and dumped the contents of the garbage bag onto the grill, his coat, shirt, pants, shoes. He looked out from the deck at the small backyard, the tranquil farmland that stretched forever, the night sky above. Silence was everywhere. Their closest neighbors were half a mile away in opposite directions, the Thompsons to the east, the Chamberlains to the west, and the lights in both of their homes were out. Far in the distance, 6 miles away, he could just barely see the outline of a few mid-rise buildings and houses in Cedar Rapids. Joshua picked up the can and poured gas over the clothes on the grill, emptying the can. The fumes made his eyes water. Once the clothes were soaked, he wadded up the garbage bag and placed it on top of everything. He grabbed the book of matches and tore one off. Tried to strike it once, twice, until the flame finally caught. He threw the match onto the grill, and the clothes caught fire instantly.